The late 1920s was the golden age of movie palaces, as elaborate showcases for films and stage shows. Albuquerque got one in 1927, the Kimo, now celebrating its 90th birthday. But the Kimo was different from the other theaters, with a style all its own, architecture and decoration unique to the Southwest. I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM, and with me is Chris Wilson, architectural historian and UNM professor. Chris, welcome.
Yeah, it's great to be here, Spencer.
Now, today, the Kimo style is known as Pueblo Deco. It's a style with many different influences.
That's right. And it's, in a sense, a coincidence of the 1920s being the period of the Art Deco style, modernistic style, and there being some formal correspondences between the Pueblo Spanish Revival style and Art Deco. And the architect, Carl Bowler, was able to marry these two styles in a very convincing and pleasing way.
And there are some other influences as well on the Pueblo Deco style, Native American influences.
Yeah, well, that's certainly part of it. So, for instance, Bowler picked up on Native American geometric design from weaving, from multicolored pottery painting. And this building employs Thunderbird motifs from Southwestern, from Navajo, from Hopi styles, and brought fanciful things in like bison skulls with hidden lights so that the eye sockets shine. And then, of course, there's that slightly unnerving anomaly of swastikas showing up in the building, which is a detail, a symbol that shows up in a whole variety of Native American cultures, Hopi and Navajo cultures. I think in general, it's a symbol of prosperity and fertility. And by the early 20th century, it had become a kind of pan-Native American symbol.
When we think of Art Deco, we think of it as very sleek, very simple lines. But Pueblo Deco, as you have said, is all about ornamentation and quite heavy ornamentation.
Yeah. But I would say the building is Art Deco in a lot of ways. If you look at the main facade of the Kimo, it has a tall mass in the center balanced by slightly lower masses on either side. That's a Beaux-Arts and classical compositional approach. It also is a style that's sometimes thought of as the skyscraper style. You think of Rockefeller Center in New York City and just the skyscrapers in general. So even in a three-story building, the architect tries to give it a vertical proportion, so the second and third story windows are grouped together. They're slightly recessed. They've got an ornamental panel in between, but they read as a long vertical. And that's a device that John Gaumin, for instance, also used in the library tower of Zimmerman Library. If you take a look at it, all of its windows are grouped into a vertical composition.
Are there other examples, Chris, of this style that have survived or maybe that have even been restored as well as the Kimo?
The term Pueblo Deco comes from the architectural historian Carla Breeze, who published a book of that title. And I think the Kimo actually is the preeminent example of it. It's the apotheosis of bringing those two styles together in a really, you know, glorious, exuberant way. But I would class something like Scholes Hall on the UNM campus as having the same kind of symmetrical design, the same kind of solidity to the massing. And if you take a look at Scholes Hall, the ornamental panels between the floors also have the Native American / Art Deco geometric ornamentation.
What do you think was the impulse to create this style? Do you think it was a matter of competition with other elaborately decorated movie houses?
I think it was. The person that initiated this, the driving force behind this, was Oreste Bacchecchi, who was born in Italy, immigrated to the United States and landed in Albuquerque in 1885, had a very successful grocery store, and even was a partner in an early movie theater in town in the days of silent films. You know, he had some wealth. He had a great deal of pride in his success and pride in the community. And so I think he saw it as a way to create something that captured some of the spirit of the Southwest. So he was kind of trying to create part of Albuquerque's identity in the way, say, that the UNM campus has tried to over the years, or John Gaumin and Ruth Hannah McCormick Sims did in 1932 to 34 at Los Poblanos in the North Valley.
We could bring up what has become an explosive term these days of appropriation, mm-hmm, in the case of Pueblo Deco. Do you feel, looking at the chemo today, that the style is respectful to its influences?
I think certainly in its day it very clearly was respectful. The fact that Native culture and design arts were studied, the fact that the name was suggested by Isleta Governor Pablo Abeta, and the fact that all of the publicity about the opening and about the meaning of the theater, the participation of many Native Americans in the dedication, clearly at the time it was Native admiration.
When you came to Albuquerque for the first time as a graduate student, and you went to the chemo and you saw it for the first time, what were your responses to it?
Well, one thing to remember is that the chemo had a heyday, but as people moved to the suburbs, downtown declined, its audience declined. By the mid-1970s, it was actually an adult movie theater before it closed, and it was in dilapidated condition. And there was even talk of tearing it down. And in 1977, the voters of Albuquerque voted and approved a bond issue to purchase and refurbish theater. And so when I first came to town, in fact, it wasn't accessible to people. And so when I first saw it, it was hard to believe, really, the exuberance of the interior, the multiple contrasting colors, the ornamentation, the detail, and then a whole series of murals by Albuquerque-based artist Carl von Hölzer, especially images of the seven cities of Cibola, the kind of 16th century Spanish fantasy of cities of gold in the American Southwest. You know, movie palaces of that era are a riot of detail and ornamentation, and this is really at the top level of exuberance and saturation of color, detail, and interest.
Chris Wilson, professor in UNM's School of Architecture, has been talking about Albuquerque's historic chemo theater, this year celebrating its 90th birthday with a variety of commemorative events. Go to KUNM.org for information. Chris, thank you so much for joining us.
Great to be here.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.